USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The first test for the bipartisan bill to raise the debt ceiling comes today. The House Rules Committee will vote on whether to bring the legislation to the House floor for a vote on Wednesday. On that committee, two conservative Republicans who say the deal doesn't cut spending enough. One of them, Representative Chip Roy of Texas.
This group will oppose it. We will continue to fight it today, tomorrow, and no matter what happens, there's going to be a reckoning about what just occurred.
If a third Republican joins them in a no vote, the legislation could be sidelined before reaching the House floor. Members of the House Freedom Caucus also doing all they can to make sure the debt ceiling deal fails. Caucus Chair Scott Perry is leading that charge.
What this bill does is underwrite for the rest of the 2 years the woke weaponized Biden administration and all their policies, and Republicans should not be responsible for that.
Conservatives argue the deal fails to make any of the spending cuts included in the Republican-led Limit, Save, Grow Act that passed the House in April. Two people have been arrested in connection with a Memorial Day mass shooting in South Florida. Nine people were injured. It happened when two groups of people on the Hollywood Beach boardwalk began shooting at each other. Five guns were recovered at the scene. Police are still looking for three additional suspects. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is preparing to launch his presidential campaign. But what do people in his home state think?
He was a horrible governor. He'll make a horrible president. He is a big bully.
He is concerned with America. He wants the best for our country. I hope, you know, he can do the best he can.
Several reports say a super PAC has been created to support him during the primary season. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The Carter Center made that announcement today, adding that she continues to live a happy life at home with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter. He entered hospice care earlier this year. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Consumer confidence dropped in May. The Conference Board says its index fell nearly a point and a half. The survey found the short-term outlook for income, business, and labor market conditions fell slightly across all age and income groups. Members of the House Freedom Caucus are considering using a motion to vacate to strip House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of his leadership position. They're upset over the debt ceiling bill he negotiated with the White House. The Iowa governor is stepping up to help victims in a recent building collapse where five people remain missing.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is issuing a disaster proclamation for Scott County after an apartment building partially collapsed in Davenport in eastern Iowa along the Mississippi River. The measure lets victims apply for grants of up to $5,000 for households affected by the collapse. It also helps victims get in touch with disaster care managers to get guidance or services for recovery. I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is beginning his official campaign tour today with stops in Iowa. DeSantis will visit Des Moines this afternoon. He formally entered the race for the White House last week. Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks such as pandemics and nuclear war. That's the warning coming from leaders in artificial intelligence along with academics. A statement from the Center for AI Safety highlights the concerns about the dangers of an unregulated AI. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
What's up? It's a Target trend alert. New swim has just arrived and it's sunny weather approved. If you're into bikinis or one pieces, high waists or cutouts, they're the perfect combo of trendy, flattering, and affordable. Mm-hmm, that's right. And there are so many cool styles with gorgeous details. These suits have macrame, crochet, wood beads, pretty shells, and more. Totally a luxe for less vibe. Yes, so dive in and shop this Target trend without the spend.